Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show. We are live. We are here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on Rawson Avenue. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us on this day after the Green Bay Packers get a win. It's a good win. You take it. Nothing wrong with it. You're not apologizing for it. Want to know what you took away from the Packers' win over the Giants yesterday? Do you think the Packers are a better team, a worse team? I want to get the kind of the feel. And some of you seem to be down on the Packers. And look, I understand that. I said it before. If you're thinking this team was going to go in and just kind of romp over the Giants and do everything perfectly and be very precise and the offense was going to flow, and well, maybe you walked away a little bit disappointed. And the first half of the ballgame was really inauspicious. There was nothing about it that made you go, wow, you know? And I think a lot of people were looking for the wow factor, and you didn't get it. So you walked away feeling a little bit empty. It was kind of like, okay, what did I just see? And then by the time it was all said and done, you saw a Packers team that walked away with a 31-13 victory, three turnovers, Aaron Rodgers with four touchdowns. The running game wasn't dynamic, but they were able to move the ball. You saw Marquez Valdes-Scantling get a couple of touches. Didn't really make the most of it. You're kind of waiting for that second to emerge. But, oh, by the way, Alan Lazard comes up big yesterday. And you've got Davante Adams who, you know, and I've said it before, too, that you look at Davante and you say, man, Davante is getting all the targets. Here we go again. But then again, they were productive targets. He ended up with two touchdowns, his second and third touchdown of the season. He moved the chains, had 64 yards, but Alan Lazard, three catches, 103 yards. He was your downfield go-to guy, which really, that's supposed to be Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who had two passes thrown his way and didn't come up with either one of them. And on a 50-50 ball, you got to do that. Mercedes Lewis, big dog. Big dog gets the one-yard touchdown reception. So you saw some good things, some interesting things. You saw a special teams play that was a little bit better. Hell, they ended up on the positive side of punt return yardage. It was only 3 yards, but you take it considering they were -8 going into the game. There's a lot of things you can take away from the game and you can say, okay, this is okay. I can live with this. Move on, get better, live to fight another day. That's what they did. That's what they did. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Vicky says, I don't feel good about this game. It should have been a shutout. It is hard. You know how hard it is to shut out teams in the NFL? Even bad teams. I mean, the Bengals suck. And the Bengals don't get shut out too often. It's hard to shut teams out in the NFL. It's hard to do that. You got a win going away 31-13. Sure, they didn't really kind of add to it until late in the ballgame, but you got a win, man. If you're looking for a 31-0 win, man, you're setting your standards really high, which means you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, to me, you come back to Lambeau Field, you get a good win over a bad Washington team, you then wait for yet another week for Chicago to come calling, and you beat the Bears. Then you have yet another win, not only in the NFC, but also in your division, okay? You get a win over the Bears. You'll be sitting at 11-3 by the time you go to U.S. Bank Stadium. That's the best you could possibly ask for. Win, lose, or draw, that's what you're asking for. You know, if you can go in there 11-3, you're rolling. And nobody, that's not a lucky season. Okay, that's an earned season. You may not be great, but you're damn good. And going back to the top of the hour, as I had stated, some of you feel a little bit deflated, and I get it. There's an anxiety there because you know there's only so many years left of Aaron Rodgers. There's a sense that the window is beginning to close, that it may not be as good. He may not be as good, and that you got to strike while the iron's hot. And if you don't see a team that's getting better and ascending, Well, then you're upset because you're thinking yet another year. You're going to go to the postseason. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to move on, you know? And I don't think you can really look at it that way. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. What are your thoughts? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Marcus on the north side. Marcus, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, buddy. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just going to get short and sweet to the point. Listen, people got to understand that in the NFL, the games that I watched yesterday, you still can take a 2-9 team against a 10-2 team and still get beat. These guys are paid professionals, okay? Despite what people think. And that win was perfect. I mean, they could have went in there like they did before, laid an egg against the Chargers or some. But we have to understand as fans that right now, my expectation level, like you probably, I didn't expect the Packers to be close to 10 wins. I say, hey, they go 8-8 or somewhere in there. If they were to sneak in, I'd be smiling big time. But this team is on the cusp of doing something great. And by getting in the playoffs this year, which they have a good chance of doing, is awesome. But there again, you cannot take your opponent lightly. And I'm just piggybacking off what you said. There is no gimme win. Okay, we play the Bears. We play these teams, and we're supposed to. Yes, but in theory, remember, these guys, they're fighting for contracts too. Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. That's kind of looking at it as glasses half full, that you're playing paid professional. You are, but let's be honest. There's a level of professionalism and accumulation of talent that is one level versus another level. But you look at a team like, say, the Broncos got a win yesterday late at home. They beat the Chargers. The Rams, who have been down against an up-and-coming Cardinals team, they went in and did exactly what they're supposed to do. They beat up on the Cardinals yesterday. Hell, the Raiders, they were a team that was above 500. They went into Kansas City, and they had everything to gain there to make a statement, and they got absolutely drilled yesterday by the Chiefs. The Texans at home. Hey, here come the Patriots. Patriots sitting at 10-1. Here you go. And the Texans walk away with a victory. Texans have been an up-and-down team at times this year. The Jets coming off of a big win. They thought, well, they're going to Cincinnati, Paul Brown Stadium, and they will just beat up on a bad Bengals team. But then they get the Red Rifle back. He actually plays pretty well after being benched for a few weeks. And the Bengals, they get their first win of the season, 22-6. The Colts with Jacoby Brissett, but then again, they're banged up. Not a lot of receivers to throw to. The Titans go in. They just destroy the Colts, 31-17. You know, the Buccaneers, who I can never pick because you never know which Jameis Winston's going to show up, 28-11. They go on the road, and they get a win against the Jaguars. I mean, the Dolphins yesterday got a win against the Eagles. It's hard to go in and just say, we're going to shut teams out. Let me say this, Vicky, who said that she wanted a shutout. Not one team since Thanksgiving Day through today has been shut out. The lowest score was the Jets, who put up a measly 6 against Cincinnati. That was it. The Cardinals put up 7 against the Rams, but that was it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, Euros are back, by the way, over there at Cousin Subs. Check out our friends at Cousin Subs. Go to CousinSubs.com where they have delivery, but it's for a limited time. But the Euros are back, and they are loaded with all your favorite Euro fixings. So stop into your local Cousin Subs or check them out on the web. Go to CousinSubs.com. But Cousin Subs, it's Euro time. It's that time of the year. Euro. Euros are back. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That's our friends from Cousin Subs who bring you this portion of the program. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. This one's from Stefan, who says, hard to gauge this win. Conditions were slick, causing both teams to play zone schemes defensively. Packers receivers have shown that they can get open against the zone defense, but nothing has shown that they can beat press man coverage with one or two safeties over the top. That has been the bugaboo. Well, so you didn't walk away with answers. You didn't want to walk away with answers. I understand that. That's fine. But it's still a win. I'm not going to diminish the win just because we didn't get all the answers. What you walk away saying is, okay, next week at Lambeau Field, now you want to see them expound upon that. Continue to grow, continue to get better. That's all you can do. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. Mark says, great win by everybody over the weekend. Loved your piece last night. listening to you here in Chippewa Falls. I appreciate it. By the way, I mentioned this. I said, look, when you compare now, you know what? Let's do this. I'll save this for the next segment in the program. I'll also get to the phone calls. We'll get to Chris. We'll get to Mike. We'll get to everybody. But I'll save this piece that I did last night coming up for the next segment of the show. So stay tuned. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet here in Oak Creek, and we're here for the Children's Wisconsin Toy Drive. It's a 13th annual from our flagship station, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan out of Milwaukee. And we can't do this without you, whether it's a monetary donation via the website at 105.7fmthefan.com. You stop by and drop off a monetary donation, and you dip your credit card into the dip jars, and they can take $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever you decide to donate. Plus, you can go into Blaine's Farm and Fleet if you choose to do so, into Toyland, and pick up some new unwrapped toys. But we hope that today, tomorrow, Wednesday, you really get us off to a great start as we hit the latter portion of the week. Get us off to a great start. We really need you. Thanks again to our friends at Boldsmith Packaging. Boy, did they come through. Huge. Huge. We had the Franklin firefighters down here a little while ago with almost $3,000, a little over $3,000 in cash they gave us. We've had numerous municipalities come by and dropped off toys. So please, we can't do this without you. Come on by and say hello. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we are on the air. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. We certainly appreciate it. Bill Michael Show is on the air down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We are in Oak Creek. Stop on by at Rawson Avenue and say hello. Well, like I said, we can't do this without you, and this is for the toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, and we're so hoping that you can stop by. We've had a great group of people already get us off to a fantastic start. Our Pleasant Prairie Fire Department came by a little while ago, Nick and the gang. Our friends from Boldsmith Packaging came by. We had our friends from the Tax Center came by. We've had a little bit of a lull. That's okay. That's okay. The lunch hour is right here. So if you're somebody that wants to stop by and drop off a little bit of cash, you can do so. If you got a couple of new unwrapped toys, come on by. We're not, we'll take anything. So it's, and again, this is where we can legitimately say, it's for the kids. You know me, whenever politicians stand up and they're like, oh, it's for our children, for our future. Nah, that's usually for themselves and a steaming pant load. But for this, we can legitimately say it's for the kids. So come on by and drop off a new unwrapped toy, or you can come on by and drop off some cash, or you can make a monetary donation on the website. Go to simply go to the 1057fmthefan.com. And make a donation there. That's our flagship station out of Milwaukee. So we're looking for any help we can possibly get. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state and beyond the borders. It's that time of year. You don't want the indoor festivities to be a little lackluster, if you know what I mean, during the holidays. So you call my friends over at Neumel Medical, the medical experts at Neumel Medical. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And tell them I sent you, whether it's Dr. Carlos or Dr. Tim or anybody else over there, tell them we sent you over. And here's the best part. If you're feeling run down or moody or sluggish and you just don't have the stamina and you got a lot of parties and stuff, the party town begins this week. We've got parties starting this weekend, different things to go to. So we're hoping to get out and about, and I'm going to do it with a ton of energy because they helped me out with low T, and, man, it's been a great experience from our friends over at Neumel Medical. But you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Let's get back to the phone calls. And I do want to tell you something that I did last night. That's coming up here in just a moment. So stay tuned, because I did a piece last night. I want you to hear this to give you a little bit of perspective. Let's get back to the phone. So let's go to Chris listening to us in Sussex. Chris, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was just calling to say, you know, the fans, we just upset about the Packers just offense. I mean, I understand you said, you know, a win is a win. I get all that. But, you know, we got Billy Graham over there. We pay him $10 million. And Aaron don't even look to him. And, also with the incomplete passes, all the passes he throws in the dirt. He overlooked Adams a few times in the game. And that's what the fans, if we want to see a convincing win. We don't want to see no late game game wins. We want to see the Packers get these guys out of there. And they're not just good at pass rush teams. You know what I'm saying? They got a problem with that. So I just want to hear you your take on that.
No, hey, a win is a win. I understand that. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, that a win in the NFL is not an easy thing to get. You get it, you move on. You stack success, and then you find yourself in the postseason. Right now you're trying to get to 10, 11 and wins, and that it, you would assume would put you into the postseason. That's where the Packers are looking to be. Yesterday was a milestone because for the first time in the last 2 years, they clinched themselves a plus 500 record. That's what you were hoping for. Now you move on. Now you get to the next step. The next step is to get to 10 wins. Then you, because usually 10 wins put you in the postseason, but I don't know in the NFC if it's going to do that to you this year. So now you got to get to 11. So you got two more yet to go. You got two teams that you should beat. Both of those games are at home. You got Washington coming to town, the Bears coming to town. What you want to do, get progressively better. You want it, you could, because here's the way I look at it. You go beat up on the Washington Redskins. Okay, do everything you can to really kind of get your game going. Then you're going to have a good defense in the Bears that's going to come to town. Okay, you get yourself a good Bears win. Because the Chicago Bears, the Bears right now with that win over Detroit, they sit at 6-6, okay? So the Bears are trying to be legitimate. They've got the Dallas Cowboys, who are reeling right now, coming into Soldier Field this coming weekend. After that, the Bears, they come to Green Bay. So if the Bears get over 500, let's say they get the win over Dallas, okay? The Bears are going to come in and say, look, if we win out, we got a legitimate shot. Because the Bears right now are thinking to themselves, with these four remaining games, they may be able to get to 10 wins. 10 wins usually puts you in the postseason. So they're, look, they win against Dallas. They are salivating coming into Lambeau Field because the Packers are the team that derailed their season. They started off by derailing the season, so they want to get a win. If they lose to Dallas, well then their hopes are pretty much out the window. That's why this is a big game for them. But let's just say you get a good win against that good Bears defense. Then what? That prepares you for what's yet to come, and that's going to be one of the better defenses you're going to face the remainder of the season, and that is going to be against the Minnesota Vikings. And then you want to say that you have that little bit of a breathable moment where you're probably still going to have to win it, but you don't have that massively tough opponent in the Detroit Lions who most likely are going to have their car started and the end of the season is near. However, I will say it's not a roll-out-the-helmets game because going to Detroit has always been a bugaboo for the Packers. So you have this game against Washington to really get yourself ready for the stretch run for the divisional games. And I don't poo-poo the win. I just want to see them get progressively better. So can you say they got better from the San Francisco game? Sure you can. They got a 31-13 win. Their defense came up with three turnovers. Right place, right time. You can say, well, it was against a bad quarterback. I don't consider Garoppolo to be great. They just didn't put pressure on him. He did what a lot of quarterbacks are doing against this defense and against good pass rush defense, and that's it. Three-step drop, get rid of the damn ball. Don't throw it away. Just get rid of the damn ball. Get it to your playmakers. And they did. They did. And they went on to win the game. Packers didn't do that. Packers offensive line got manhandled. They just were, and now the next time you face the 49ers, if indeed you face them in the postseason, you'll know. You're going to have to bring everything you got plus another man. You're going to have to bring it. Superior strength and agility and ability. That's what you're going to have to bring for this next contest. 855-830-8648. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Franklin. Mike, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my phone call. Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't most prognosticators saying that the Packers would be pretty solid if they went 8-8 this season based on the new coaching staff?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So shouldn't we then at least be somewhat happy that we're sitting at 9-3, new system? Granted, you know, we had the toughest schedule in the NFL, if not one of the toughest, to start the season. Yeah, okay, we got blown up by San Fran, but we're still exactly where we want to be. And the one thing that really encouraged me, yes, there was a lot of drop passes, throwing away passes, but Rodgers spread the ball around to a lot of his receivers, and they made pretty decent plays. So I think that's something that we can definitely build on and should be happy about.
I would agree. I would completely agree. I mean, again, this goes back to appreciate the phone call. This goes back to where they were at the beginning of the season and what your thoughts were, what your expectation was. I remember when we did all of our preseason picks, there was very few people that said anything more than 12. 12 wins was probably where it capped out for the most optimistic. There were some of you that were saying they're terrible, they suck, Rodgers is old, he's never going to play, you know, and then you were predicting 4 and 5 wins and you were crazy too. So you were probably more so, those at the bottom of the pile were probably more so the ones smoking the five-mask skull bong than the ones at the top, but you get what I'm saying. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Now, what I said yesterday, and for those that didn't get a chance to hear it and for what our buddy up in Chippewa Falls had brought up, I said, think about this for just a minute, okay? Just let me give you some perspective here when you talk about Wisconsin specifically, all right? The market of Wisconsin versus, we'll say, some of the larger markets that are out there, okay? You got the Packers right now. The Green Bay Packers, smallest market in all of sports, right? Smallest market in all of sports. And you look at where they're at. They are 9 wins, 9-3 in the season, all right? So let's go through the perspective. Packers leading the division right now, 9-3. The Brewers are back-to-back postseason appearances for the first time since Moses was a baby. The Bucks have won 11 in a row. They've won 14 of their last 15. Wisconsin, a huge win in Minnesota. They bounce back. They win the Big Ten West. They're now off to the Big Ten title game against Ohio State. Hell, even the Milwaukee Admirals have now won 12 straight games. You take a look at a market like Chicago. The Cubs, out of the postseason, fired their manager. The Bears, 6-6, they're really not that good. They're not nearly as good as everybody thought they were. The Bulls stink. The Blackhawks, dead last in the Central Division. The White Sox, you know what? They're building towards the future, and they have some hope. That's a major market, all right, going through their team. What about New York? The Yankees, the rebuild successful. They didn't win a championship, but their rebuild is pretty successful. They're on the right path. The Jets and Giants combined, 4-17. Actually, 4-18, excuse me, 4-18 combined. The Islanders and the Rangers, they're not bad. Wait and see. The Knicks, 4-15, they stink on ice. The Mets, they're still trying to figure things out. Wait till next year. When you look at the major markets versus the smaller market, yeah, we're pretty lucky right here in Wisconsin. Now, somebody said yesterday, yeah, well, where are the championships at? Well, you've got, what, 13 now world championships, 4 Super Bowls for the Green Bay Packers, the most recent one back in 2010. Granted, the Brewers, the Bucks have one championship to their name. They haven't won one in a long, long time, not since the early 70s, when Lou Alcindor was hanging out with Johnny McLaughlin and company in a Big O, and you can go through that list. All right? It's been a while, but they're on the right path. The Brewers are trying to get better. The Badgers have a shot. Okay? Hopefully things fall in their direction against the Ohio State. The only way they're going to beat Ohio State is through turnovers. They get a bunch of turnovers, then maybe they make that thing a game. So they're going to have to hang on to the ball, not shoot themselves in the foot, and not turn the ball over and get turnovers. That's the way they're going to win that ball game. That's it. But we all know that. Okay? Things are pretty good. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, would you rather be a Wisconsinite, or would you rather live in Chi-Town, or would you rather live in New York? And those sports teams right now are causing you to suffer. Whereas the Packers have brought it back and they're back on the right track. It's all perspective. It's all perspective. Just think about that for a minute. Just think about it. Broadcasting live out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, and we hope to see you come by at least at some point or another. Speaking of coming by, there's a couple of things coming up. One, we're going to be at Lodge Kohler again this Friday, and our guest, and you can't say enough about this guy's character, and that is Mason Crosby coming up this Friday. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd. He loses his sister-in-law. Obviously earlier this season, his wife was battling cancer, and it's been a hell of a year for Mason, and we're going to talk to him about that coming up this Friday. Hope to see you there at Lodge Kohler. Don't forget, 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be live at Nelson's Agri Center. We are coming to Viroqua, Wisconsin, coming out there, and we're going to be doing a post Packers Bears show live in Viroqua, Wisconsin, so come on out and say hello to us there as well. Cannot wait. Really, really looking forward to it. And that's some of the places we're going to be. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, that's why I wanted to play last year when a lot of people are questioning, what are you playing for? And it's pride. That being said, this is a lot more fun when you're playing meaningful games in December, you know. I think there's a lot of different ways you can motivate yourself or take inspiration from certain things. Last year was playing for Joe because of how much we love Joe and appreciated what he meant to our team. This year we're playing for something collectively that's pretty special, and this was a step in the right direction.
Glad to have you. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Something to play for at this time of year. Hell, you take it at this point. You take it. Better believe it. Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We're here in Oak Creek. If you want to stop by and say hi, it's the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Can't say thanks enough to everybody that has come by. Everybody that's come by to say hi, that has dropped off money, that has dropped off toys, that has volunteered, everybody that's been here. Thanks to one, thanks to all, thanks to our friends over there at Quick Trip as well. Hey, if you're going into your local Quick Trip, stop in. And they have a bunch of different specials going on right now. Today is one of those warm-you-up days. They got Karuba Coffee on special for a buck. So stop in. Any size Karuba Coffee is only a dollar. But also, you can still get registered for the Packers opening drive contest. Just go in there and use your Quick Rewards card. You're good to go. Get yourself some Johnsonville brats, some Quickery buns, many different things. Stop in and check it out. Go to see our friends over at Quick Trip. Quick Trip. They've got a lot going on, and you should be a part of it. Check out our friends at Quick Trip. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy from the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Eric Baranchek. Eric, so tell me, what did you walk away from that game last night feeling?
Well, first, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. There's been a lot of talk out there about, oh, my God, it wasn't a good victory. 18-point victory away on a slow track, crappy weather. By the way, it matched the Giants' biggest point differential in loss through the entire season. And people are complaining it wasn't a good enough win. I don't get it. I mean, three interceptions. One of them was, give me. The other two were pretty good interceptions. Four touchdowns out of your quarterback. Defensive line finally showed up for the first time in a couple of weeks. I think it was a great victory, and I think it's something that you should build off of. And, you got the Washington Redskins that they're coming into town on Sunday, and they just won. So now in Carolina, so, hey, this is a big game coming in here. They got to win this ball game.
Do you think, because yesterday Gary and I said, look, it's a win. You take it. You're 9-3. You've clinched a positive record for the first time in a couple of years. You haven't been there, so you're heading towards the postseason. And I don't think this team looked great even the year they won the Super Bowl heading down the stretch. They ended up winning some games to get in, and then after that they got hot. So if you're looking at this team right now, Gary and I said we didn't get a lot of things answered yesterday. Maybe offensively they weren't as sharp. Maybe defensively they still gave up yards, but it took turnovers to get the win. So did you walk away feeling good about that and doing what they do, or do you think, man, I'd just like to see them just win a game by stymieing somebody defensively and just shredding somebody offensively? Maybe that's what everybody's hoping for, and we just haven't seen it yet.
Well, who does that on a regular basis? You can't go and win every game by 50 points. I mean, it's not Alabama versus the Sisters of the Poor. This is the NFL, and anybody can win. You look at this league right now, anybody can win any other game, every single game. Even the Bengals won. I mean, you got to feel good about that, right? So I'm looking at this thing, and yeah, you want them to roll out there. 49ers lost yesterday and stomp people. It might happen occasionally, but they went out there and did what they needed to do to win. And this football team, when they get turnovers, they win the game. That's the bottom line. On the games, you look in the stats, the games that they did not get turnovers, they don't win. They lose. They lost three of them. All the other games that get turnovers, they win. That says something about your football team and about your defense. Where the big answer that I was looking for that didn't come up was the special teams play. The punter turned it around. Good for him. A couple of those punts would have been really nice in San Francisco for that football team. And, the punt return game still is not there. They got to figure out a way to slow down a gunner or two. And, kicking in the special teams was good, but that punt return unit is really, really in a bad spot. And if they're going to get lucky in the playoffs, which, let's face it, unless something catastrophic happens, they're going to the postseason right now. And most likely, hopefully, will be the division leader, and they'll have the home at least one game. It's going to take a play in special teams to get this team over the top. Doesn't mean it has to be a turnover. It could be a 15-yard punt return. Because you know what happens. Everybody runs off the field. We're super excited after a big punt return. Those are the things that kind of get the momentum. They're momentum changers. The non-exit type things in a football game that help your team win. And that's the one area that this team is really missing. Yes, They got clubbed a couple of times this year. They've only lost three games. That's pretty darn good. And the Patriots, they're supposed to be the best team in the league, looked kind of goofy last night. So, you know, I don't put a whole lot of stock. It's about the whole, the entire book of work. And right now at 9-3, sitting atop of the NFC North, I don't think anybody has a whole lot to complain about other than the fact that, yeah, we want to see a couple things go a little bit different. And, you know, to complain about the running game, nobody was running the ball good yesterday. And if you had never played on wet turf, you don't understand how hard it is to cut and plant and maintain your balance on that type of a surface. So I think the Packers went out there and showed that they can play it on a sloppy track, which is probably what they're going to see in January. And you see a quarterback that's experienced enough to do it. I like the way they look coming out of yesterday's ballgame.
So offensively speaking, were you satisfied with the way Aaron Rodgers moved the ball around?
Yeah, you know, he probably went to Adams a few more times than what I probably would have drawn up, but you can't complain with the results. 14 TDs, 125 passer rating. I mean, there are 31 other teams in the league that if their quarterback had 125 passer rating with 4 TDs and no interceptions, that are singing all day long today. And over here in Wisconsin, for some ungodly reason, we're crying and lamenting. I don't understand. I mean, they're getting the job done. What was nice to see was some of the trust factor, I guess, that I complain about all the time with Devontae Adams being able to sit down in his zone. That stuff is pretty awesome. If there was another receiver that could have that level of trust and being able to see a safety or an inside backer shoot a gap, he would be smart enough to be on the same page as the quarterback and take a slant there behind the blitz. That would be really great because it's not always set up for Devontae Adams to be able to do that where he is on the field. I mean, that's the next step that the offense needs to take. But I thought, you know, the offensive line had a tough time blocking on that slick track. But they were able to rip off a couple of runs. They got the ball to Aaron Jones a little bit. I think it's okay. I don't have a problem with where they spread the ball around. Again, some of it is going to be you got to deal with that trust factor there with 12. But, hey, you know, I 240 yards in the air, no picks, 4 TDs. I ain't complaining one bit.
Hey, before I let you go, I also wanted to ask you about the defense. Still gave up some pass coverage over the middle. I don't see them really curing that. They didn't get a sack yesterday. They still had 7 hits and hurries on the quarterback, which, you know, obviously forced him into a couple of different, you know, bad throws. But defensively speaking, was there anything that you saw yesterday that gave you additional pause for concern rather than just what we already knew going in?
I don't think additional concern. I think what will cure this thing, especially with the passes across the middle, they just got to get more push up front with their two down linemen. Coming out of the two techniques when they're in their nickel or their dime set up, mostly their dime set up, they only have one down lineman. But I think after watching it and taking a look at it again, they need to get a look. They don't need to get sacks from Clark and Laurie or whoever the other guy is. They just need to get that pocket in that quarterback's lap so he's got to move and he won't have those opportunities across the middle. I like the way the cornerbacks are playing right now. Kevin King got burned on the double move. But, again, go out there on ice skates on that type of surface and try not to get beat on the double move. It's pretty tough. But he came back and got a nice interception. So, you know, the linebacking position, it is what it is. You've still got a rookie playing safety, so there's going to be some concerns there mentally on occasion. But I looking at that game again and looking back at some film from earlier in the season, that defensive line has got to start taking control. They have got to start getting some movement from the pocket, and they got to shed the box and start getting into the running game a little bit more and can't rely on Martinez to tackle everything up.
Always great to talk to you, buddy. We'll talk at the end of the week, too, and then we'll see you. Why don't you come on over? If you got an opportunity, come on over after the Washington game. Join us over at Hinterland, man.
Yeah, I'll see how it goes Sunday. I'm not quite sure how the timing will be, but if it does, I'll walk over. That'd be great. I love that.
If you can. Yeah, if you can, come on by. We'll buy you some dinner. Good stuff. Thanks, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Yep.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800 44 Pride, go to SchneiderJobs.com. They're great people to work for. 800-44 Pride, go to SchneiderJobs.com. This portion of the program also being brought to you by our friends from the Biofuels Association. And don't forget, over at the Biofuels Association, we've been giving you a lot of facts for quite some time now and trying to get all the myths kind of out of the way. Well, at the Biofuels Association, you can kind of start to mix it up. Below is an oldie but a goodie. You can also do the EVs, the ethanol. You got snow blowers out there. You had a guy email me a while ago about the E85. He did a tank full comparison, took the time to let me know if it wasn't any cheaper to run E85 in his flex fuel van than it was to run regular gasoline. First of all, I appreciate the feedback. It's big time, okay? I'm getting on this biofuel topic because it struck a chord, right? And we talk about this. Now back to the guy who emailed me. He said it wasn't much cheaper. So why bother running the biofuels? Well, because it supports the hometown team. We've been talking about that. Depending on how you drive, it's usually cheaper to run E85. But even if it's the same price, you're supporting the hometown team. You're supporting the farmers growing the corn that is used in ethanol. You're supporting the Biofuels Association workers at the plants. You're supporting Wisconsin economy. So even if it comes down equal on all sides, you're still doing something better for your home state than if you would be giving, say, the money to the big gas companies. So check it out. Go find a place that has the Flex Fuel E85, the Unleaded 88, which I know most Quick Trips and Jets do. So you can find it pretty much anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. But do something good for the economy. Make yourself smile a little bit. That's our friends over at the Biofuels Association. Go to WIBiofuels.org. That is WIBiofuels.org. Stay tuned. We still got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show that is coming up. Tonight, you got an interesting contest, Seattle, Minnesota. Who are you rooting for somebody in particular in this contest, knowing that Seattle still has to beat and knock off San Francisco? And then maybe if Seattle gets a win, well, maybe they end up with the top seed in the NFC. But then again, you don't want to see the Minnesota Vikings win because you know, there's a lot of different tentacles to this. We'll talk about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tell me how to live my life. Who are you to tell me if it's black or white?
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. It is the toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. They put this on every year. They do a magnificent job. Thanks to our friends from Bear Sunrooms. We can't do this without them because for years, the first few years I was in this area doing it on the network, they had a tent. And I got to be honest, it was tough conditions doing it in the tent. The tent was, it was difficult because it was tented. You couldn't see us. We were just in a tent. You know, a four-wall tent sitting out here in front, and if you lifted the flap, you could say hello, but then you let all the heat out, and they were doing it with propane heaters and tubes flying in. It would blast you at 100 miles an hour of wind and heat, and it was rather primitive. Now, we've got this nice propane heater in here. We've got a heater under the desk. We've got this sunroom. Heck, we've got a ceiling fan going. There's lights on. We've got a green room, if you will, and our sunroom next to us is a green room where the volunteers go, and there's food, and it's like a mini buffet, and it's just, this is just a world of difference. And thanks to Bear Sunroom for really helping us out, and everybody for helping us out down here. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Also, thanks to Young Express, because between the hours in the 9 a.m. hour and the 3 p.m. hour, while everybody's down here, they're going to, again this year, match the donations. They're going to match the donations. So Young Express doing such a fantastic job. Thanks, as always, because we can't do without them. And also thanks to our friends here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And thanks to AmeriCash Loans, Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, Prime Cigar in Brookfield, Tayback Law, Tayback for the payback right there, and so many more sponsors that do such a great job down here. I know our friends from Allstate have been down here pretty much all day working as volunteers. Rocky Rococo Pizza stopped by a little while ago, and we're giving away some gift cards from Rocky Rococo. So, so many people come together for this to be a part of it, and we just in our hearts want to say thank you. Thank you so much. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. Now, you got a game coming up tonight. The Minnesota Vikings are on the road taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And if Seattle gets the win, because if you start to look at the standings, okay, Seattle gets the win. Seattle still has the 49ers on their docket, right? So if Seattle gets the win tonight, Seattle then can start to climb towards the top spot in that division. Seattle right now 9-2. If they get a win tonight, they'll be 10-2. They will actually take over the NFC West because they in a head-to-head have the battle with San Francisco already. They get San Francisco back in Seattle later this year because Seattle then travels to New Orleans and they still have to go back to Seattle. So do you want to see Seattle get the win? Now think about this. Right now you've got Minnesota a game behind the Packers sitting at 8-3 depending on what happens tonight. I got to be honest. Yes, I want to see Seattle get the win, and I see them maybe take down San Francisco and what have you. But I can't bring it within my heart and soul to really root for the Minnesota Vikings, if you know what I mean. But I'm going to sit back, relax, and just watch that game. And usually you'll find out where your gut lies as the game goes on, if you're rooting for one specific team over the other. But I'm looking forward to Monday Night Football tonight, by all means. Oh, you better believe it. Got a lot more yet to come. Broadcasting live down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Also want to say thanks to our friends at Bud Light. We got the huddle coming up this Thursday night. Don't forget about that. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.